had it.
We're
this good.
Arguing over a fullback. Did you know that?
Front row comes in and then it's like, over the top.
And the little guy's like, fuck you, little dog, this, that.
You can play him 13, you can play him 7, you can play him 6. And if you had to, you could probably fucking play him fullback too.
Voila, he cracks him, man.
And he throws a shot.
From
and,
you know,
Thanks, Helen.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt?
Get straight into the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. I'm here with Uncle T, as you all know. Well, I'll get into it straight away, actually. First things first, I just want to send my love and all my warm prayers to Fred and his family on what happened during on the weekend. His father has passed away. And I just want to let Fred know that we love him dearly. He's one of my favorite people in this whole world, honestly. And he makes me, like, to actually be in, to actually have something with Fred is special. He's the face of rugby league when it comes to, you know, content creation and all that. And I'm very, very, very sure 1,000,000% his dad will be so, so proud of him, because the guy works so hard, has a job, and then he does his thing on the side. And I just know Fred as a friend is one of the best people. So we're sending all my love and all my warm messages, warm hugs, and everyone to the family. I hope everyone's strong. Fred, stay strong. We love you. And that's just for me, Uncle T, if you want to say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing as Sue said, man. Like, just keeping Fred in our thoughts and prayers. Obviously, it's not an easy thing to go through, trauma and, like, losing someone that you love, especially someone like your dad, especially being a boy. Like, you grow up and you look up to your dad and your older brothers and things like that. So, just know it's a tough time for Fred. We love you. We've all spoken to you at separate times. And, yeah, if anyone sees Fred post anything, or I'm sure he loves the messages. Like he said yesterday, he appreciates the support and is overwhelmed by the number of people that have just reached out and are keeping him his prayer. So he appreciates it. And his friends of Fred, like, yeah, thanks to everyone that's kind of got our boy.
Yeah, even messaged the page. It was very, very nice. Just one more thing, T. My favorite thing about building this and having this family, having this couch podcast brand kind of thing, is we're literally all a family. Like, Flax has been here, I don't know how many, couple months now.
Past preparation,
he's literally my little brother. Like, T, I've known T for so long. Like, everyone knows everyone, and everyone's just one big family. So I think that's one thing that Fred appreciates the most. He was telling me that he loves all the support that he gets from us. So, but that will always be there. That's what we are. We're not just a podcast or a sports talking machine or a brand. We're literally a family, and it's my favorite thing about having this, bro. So, yeah. Another thing I want to speak about, it's another serious topic before we get into rugby league. Last week, we finished recording an episode. We all went downstairs. We're playing ping pong, and a crazy video circulated of just this disgusting act on a bishop. As you all know, he's probably all seen it. He's probably all heard of it. I just want to say this because it actually was bugging me all week, because I got friends from different colors, different faiths, different beliefs, different everything, different cultures, different walks of life, and they're literally my best friends. Like, I never ever want to have some sort of look at someone, or someone to look at me in some sort of way. So just to put it out there, my parents came to this country, and Uncle T will tell you the same thing. They come to this country, you know, to give us a better life, a better education, something to do, something to be inspired by, work, money, raise a family, it's safe. They don't want to hear gunshots and walk through broken buildings and hear traumas of this and traumas of that. And like we see in the Middle East, bro, it's crazy. All the things that happen there, our parents literally, that's the reason why they're here. So to bring us here and to give us an education, I know better, we all know better. And that act, whatever it was, doesn't represent us. I love all faiths, of course. And everyone knows, but all my friends are literally mixed of different backgrounds and different things. But yeah, I just want to get that off my chest, bro, because it doesn't represent my religion. It doesn't represent my people. And I'm pretty sure anything that the other community is doing in retaliation or whatever it is, if that's happening, doesn't represent them. So shout out to all my Assyrian friends. I literally do business with them. I work with them. They're my friends. I attend their events. We're literally a family. So yeah, I just want to get that off my chest, bro, because just it literally pissed me off. Like, I couldn't sleep last week. I was so angry, bro. Like,
oh, fair enough.
And everyone, just be safe, man. If you see something, just don't retaliate. Don't buy into it. It's literally the devil just trying to split us up. So, yeah, if you have anything you want to say on that, nah, all good.
Nah, man.
Get straight to rugby league. It's been a crazy week, bro.
It's been a crazy week.
It's been, like, so much happening. I feel like rugby league is not the most important thing at the moment. We have to speak about a few things. And, yeah, I just thought, why not tell the people that follow us? Because there are a lot of different people that follow us, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I see people in the street, like, bro, and I just, oh, what the hell, like, That's why we live in this country, and that's why I love it. And yeah, man. Let's get straight into rugby league. That's what we do here at League Lads, bro. Tanaka's taking over Fred's spot. Fred will be back next week. He's all good. Let's talk about the Dragons, bro. First things first, you're here. You're the Dragons representative. I've been hearing a lot of shit talking from Johnny and his friends in the group chat. I'm sick of it. I want to ask you this first and foremost. Dragons this season, like, if you could sum them up in one word, what would it be?
Just effort, man.
Yeah.
It's there. I think as a fan of any sports team, and the minimum thing that you ask for any team, or the one thing you want from a team's effort. And that's why I was happy when we got Flano. And I think
I was burning.
Shout out to East, man.
We've got to get him on here next time.
Yeah, I was speaking to East, and we had a conversation. He goes, where do you honestly think us finishing? I said, look, it's outlandish. This was back before the season started. I was like, it's outlandish, but I reckon we can get into the top eight. And the only reason I said I think we can get into the top eight, I felt like our issue wasn't necessarily scoring points. It was the other way. I think we leaked a lot of points. And the thing is, we used to be in a lot of games. And I know you and Fred and you boys like to joke about competing.
Ladders and stuff.
But we used to be in games and then we'd just drop off. And when I say we're in games, we're within a try, two converted tries. It wasn't
not even that, even a converted try, bro.
Exactly. And then it'd be like 70. Like, I think the game that sits in my mind is the Broncos last year.
He's capitulated in the end.
Mate, we were the Broncos till the 70th minute, and I think they ended up blowing us by like close to 20 points. I can't remember the exact scoreline, but that was just a representation of where the players' heads at. And you can see with Flano, like, he understands the group of players he has, and he knows how to put them. Like, Lomax already has been kicking off. This is the first genuine time when people are talking about Lomax being an Origin player, and it's not an outlandish claim anymore.
It's not. It was back then, and then
right. Like, And this is why it's so, like, one of those, like, mindfuck things, because people go, how can he sign for the Eels and want to go to the Eels because he's not happy about his position? But you're playing the best, your career best footy.
Ever. Honestly, you could say he's probably one of the best players in the league at the moment.
But right now, on form, like, there's not a lot of people that are a lot better than Lomax. Like, he's doing his dirty work. Like, he's getting us meters when he's returning the ball.
Under he's the high up ball, tries, bro. He's a freak in the air.
Like, under the high ball, he's consistently competing. Like, yeah, we talk about Xavier Coates and how the freaky stuff he does, but Lomax has the ability to do similar things. So it's just fascinating. Like, one of the first things Fano comes and goes, you're not there, you're not there, you're not there. And you just see players are getting better, and winning breeds winning.
Of course, man.
So you win one game, you're more likely to win your second game than lose your second game. And the more we just keep that going, the more we just keep that going. And the games that we've lost this season have, again, just been down to pure effort, I think.
And then the rain. There was one rain. I didn't count that.
We watched that together.
That was ACL, like, century.
Yeah, I was like, that game go either way. You can't really look at the manager, the gaffer. You can't really look at the players necessarily. Like, man, it was just bad weather. And what was the other game that we lost? There was another game we lost.
Tigers? Did you lose to the Tigers?
No, we haven't versus the Tigers. No, we beat the Tigers. I think it was the second game of the season or first game of the season.
Cowboys.
And this is before...
And Dolphins as well.
Yeah, we're going to get into those games. But the Cowboys, for example, again, I believe against the Cowboys, we created enough opportunities.
Tatiana Mariner didn't score that try, I remember, in the first half.
Forget Mariner. Even after Mariner, there was about two or three or four occasions where we dropped the ball literally on the line. Like, you catch the ball, you put it down, it's a try. Like, it wasn't like, Flano. Oh, we got robbed. Like, we were literally right there, you know. So, again, it's been there. It's been coming. I think the key thing for us is just consistency, man.
That's what if I was to sum the Dragons up in one word, I'd just say inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because they're inconsistently good and inconsistently bad. Like, I don't know what, I can't put my pen and say, oh, this is it. And like, after the first game watching them, I was like, far out, I'm spewing withering at Flano.
Yeah.
Because Flano is like, he's that guy, man. We all know that, bro. Yeah. Like, look what he did with the Sharks.
And even when it was on Fox League, man, you'd listen to him commentating in games. And you go, like, look, they've had other coaches be on Fox League and, like, commentate. It
wasn't
games,
quite like that.
But the insight that you get, you're like, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Especially, like, he's made Ben Hunt stay. Like, Ben Hunt wants to stay now. He wants to extend his contract. Like, certain things. And he's like, oh, Lomax wants to go, you go. And, like, he's not scared to drop Sloan. Like, that's what you need from a coach. I think that's very, very important. But just for me, the Dragons, I think the defense this year has to get better from what I've seen.
Of course.
They leak a lot of points. Like, it gets crazy. At one point, it's like, what the hell is happening? And I don't think they're a shit side, but I don't think they're, like, unbelievable. If they make the eight, then it's, of course, off some great results. off the back of some good wins. I think
the fixture lineup will play a big part in who makes the eight, like it does always every year.
And
like
if Lomax goes to Origin, because that's a smoky, really.
Yeah.
If he goes to Origin, that's a lot of your weapons that you lose.
Or you lose meters.
Lose meters. Out
of the back end, and then you lose one of your biggest points attacking well. Threats. So, I think the fixture matchup will be kind to us.
Yeah.
If it's kind to us, I can see us going on a run. But at the same time, man, I can't sit here and say that when I'm tipping the Dragons. I've tipped them once this year, and that was against twice. I was against the Titans and against the Tigers. And the Tigers, it just came down to the fact that I looked at the halves and said, Galvin's not playing.
What do you need to make top eight, you reckon? So, like, if I gave you an open checkbook, obviously, you can't tell me clearing and all that. But, like, what positions would you go after?
I still think our forwards need a lot of improvement. I don't rate Laurie and I don't rate Molo.
Yeah, I heard Laurie last year I was hearing, and I'm not, listen.
Yeah.
Max King, for me, is, I wouldn't say he's an amazing pro. Oh, he's so good in a pain house level, but he's reliable.
Yeah.
He does his job. I was hearing Blake Laurie's, way better than him. Yeah. Maxine can't tie his shoelaces. This is the thing that gets me with Johnny and all those boys. Is we're not far off each other. You know what I mean? Like, you might be here, we might be.
You have more attacking weapons than we do. Yes,
100%. Right? But you have a halfback that can control a game.
We have a halfback. I think the reason why I say for us it's forwards, man. I think forwards is the most important position. We both like that game, as well, right? And for me, when I say Laurie, the reason I dig him out a little bit is just his discipline.
Yeah.
In terms of he gives away a lot of penalties and he drops the ball an awful lot.
He runs hard, but he does the things that 1%ers.
It kills momentum. Like, we can't be in the 20 and you drop the ball. We can't kick the ball onto someone's line, catch it a meter off the line,
and
the first tackle you're giving is a head high tackle, or you're in the line and
that's a coach killer too, man. When you're trying to grab momentum,
boom, there goes 30 meters, boom. Yeah. The team's starting on the 40 and they're running at you,
and you have to tackle.
You know what I mean?
And eventually you crack, bro. You defend so long, you eventually crack.
I think for us, it's just discipline's probably the biggest thing. If we're not doing checkbook thing, I think if we can improve our discipline, we'll win a lot of footy games.
Who replaces Lomax for you? You reckon Taruva's coming?
See, I don't...
And you know what? Actually, better question. Do you think Lomax is really leaving because of a position or something? I think there's something behind it. I don't think it's a position because anywhere he goes, he's not playing centre. He's playing wing. Let's be real.
Well, there is an argument he'll play in the centres of the Eels. The Penasini's...
Penasini's a gun.
Penasini's got... And it depends where Talangi goes, Blaze. Where is he going to go? Right now, I think Morgan Harper's playing in the centres and I'll probably put Lomax over Harps.
In the centres, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just the wing spot that Parramatta
But
I kept thinking that he didn't sign there, but he did sign there last week. Because it was such a rumour. I was like, he's going Manly, he's going he's going this, he's going that.
I'd flash the money back into the forwards, man.
Yeah, I think that's a big asset.
I think that's what I did. And that's why I was so excited to get Luch Lelua. I know Lelua, I think, is premium price, but I also think he's a very good player.
Yeah, I rate him. I think he's a good player. I just don't think that money was worth it. Obviously, you have to pay.
The thing is, I don't think he's on 800. I think he's on 650.
Yeah, I think even 600-700 is a lot of money for him, bro. Yeah. There's a lot of errors in him, you know what I mean? Yeah. And a lot of, effort plays you want to see him do more. He's a
good ball runner.
But, bro, he can score you tries. He can crack the line. He's a great player. He's got that... He's got that bit of flair to him that you need. So when it comes to paying the money, I get it, but he's got to return it. The investment has to be returned.
But if he returns his, then you've got to strike.
Then you've secured someone for a long time.
On the outside of him, you've got, what's it called, Moses Sully. And so we've got some big boppers, but I just think, forwards is where generally our bench rotation. I don't think it's just that a hard strong.
Market to even get into, man.
Exactly, because...
if you got Fanua Blake
look at AFB, man. He went for...
1.1?
What
the fuck, man? You know, I never knew it was that much money, I was what? He's on 1.1 since... I thought Cherry Evans was the highest fucking... But nah, that's crazy money. But you definitely need boosting the forwards. We also need that as well. But I think the Dragons, if I was to put them somewhere, I think they'll finish 10th. I just think there's going to be a few games where they're just... They're not going to show up and it's going to hurt them, bro. And I think the same thing as the Bulldogs.
I think Origin season's probably our biggest Achilles heel because, again, Ben Hunt. If Ben Hunt drops out, then who really plays in the halves?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
We've got three halves. Full squad, we've got three halves.
That's a big one too. When Ben Hunt goes and you have to play games without him, it's interesting to see.
Exactly.
Who's going to step up? And then, bro, you might get a win. You might versus a team that isn't really as strong as they are in that Origin period. But that's the Dragons talk. For everyone who says we don't speak about the Dragons, we've given them their props and their credit. Let's get straight into the Bulldogs game.
I've been told to not let you talk about the refs and the Dogs. My Instagram just keeps going, the Bulldogs and the refs, here we go again.
So obviously, I get sick of talking about it, but footy, you're not going to get calls every single week, bro. But that's that Souths game burnt me, bro. Hip drops and shit like that. Come on, man. Far out. Give us... It's like Man City, bro. Yeah. It's like, come on, bro. Like,
give us something. Give us something. This doesn't make sense.
It was a handball. Give it. You know what I mean? Like, last year, me and Fred went to Newcastle and the Bulldogs at Accor Stadium.
Oh, that was fun.
And, I didn't leave till the full time. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it was 66-0 at full time, right? Huh? Were you? Fine, we never met, bro. Fate, you know what I mean? I got your back, I'm sorry. But 66-0, and I looked at the team that was on the field, and I said, I promise you, I'm not coming back to watch a game until next year, and next year better be different. And funny enough, I go to the first game I go to this year is Bulldogs and Knights, and wow, I couldn't be more prouder.
Shout out to the Brickies.
Shout out to the Brickies. Shout out to Dan. It was the teardrop was there. I was waiting for it, bro. And I said, you know, he reminded me to upload that reel because he posted it after the game, and I was like, oh shit, I forgot to upload this. And he accepted the legend, man. But what a performance, man! I know they lost Ponga in like the first half or something, but we just didn't let him. We didn't let him breathe. I think both their tries were very soft, but from all around from the Bulldogs, man.
Don't
I think,
count the last try.
I don't think
you count that. That was our best try.
The Bradman, yeah, when he just
you don't count that. Yeah. Like it's the last 30 seconds. Like no one's really playing.
We should have scored more points as well. I think that's the only criticism I'd give of the Bulldogs. But man, just all around, like I was there and I seen like in front of me, I had some good seats. Just seeing all the efforts, bro, all the tackling, all the shit. I never seen it last year, bro. And that's what makes me happy. And if I'm ever going to say that we make top eight, it's off that. Mm. Not off the players we have, not off this and off that.
It's effort.
Just the effort, bro. Like, Salmon, like, playing out of position. Like, you got Hutchinson's playing in the halves. Like, and they're not performing at their highest, but they're giving you 7s out of 10s every week. 6 out of 10. Like, they're giving you that 7 out of 10 that's going to get you over the line.
Yeah.
And I think that we should have won more games.
Your 8s and 9s will come from people like Bird and Kickout.
Exactly.
They'll come from your Foxes. Like,
they're the ones that will break the game open and do their thing, man. And I remember like speaking about Fox like a couple of weeks ago and just with my actual mates, Bulldog supporters, and they're like, nah, man, Fox is finished, this, that. I said, bro, like, I don't know why he gets so disrespected. You know, he might have a bad game here and there, or he might have a bad defensive read, but the guy literally can score you a hat-trick in a game against anybody. He's that quick and he's got that much experience. He knows how to score tries. Like, why are you criticizing him? The guy came back injured. He never really got to play 80 minutes. So that's just one thing I'll say at the Bulldogs fan base is they're very like, turn quickly. Oh, get Wilson in, get Kiraz in. Like, calm down, guys. We freaking have a guy that's won the premiership. What,
that happens, but that's...
It happens.
That's culture that's bred from not being successful.
Exactly.
And when I say not being successful, I mean like over the last couple of
years, reactive, very
right?
Reactive.
When you watch a team not be good enough and struggle and lose, like you got to remember, you guys have gone through Porter, you've gone through Barrett, you're now on to Serrato. Like when you live through that, you start becoming reactive to things.
Of course.
And any times you don't see players, boom, it's like, boom, let
Man
me
United.
Jump on. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Every time someone's like, him.
We'll use Penrith as an example. When Penrith lost 2 weeks ago, Penrith ran this and were like, that was rough. But all right, whatever. Then you moved on.
Yeah.
Because they have a culture of winning. They go, this is just a bit bad day in the office, pack it up. You don't really call players out here and dig them out. If you've seen it consistently, you've suffered for a number of years.
It's different.
You can't help it, right?
So I get why the fan base is like that, but I just think, like, be patient, man. We're building something very, very special here. And I don't say that, trust me, I'm not overreacted. I'm not a type of guy that reacts, oh, my God, we're so good. No. I still am very, very critical. I still think there's a lot of changes to be made, but I'm seeing effort, and I'm loving it. And that performance was without Preston, you know what I mean?
I'll ask you a question because I've watched the Docs for a number of weeks now and I was just saying.
Hate watching, eh?
No, it's fine. I don't hate watching footy. I'm not that emotional, but one thing I'll say is I feel like injuries have played into Serrato's hands a lot.
Yeah, he's been forced to make changes.
Like, he's been forced to make changes that have made the team better, but it's not necessarily his
It's
changes,
not good coaching. It's just, like, forced.
That's kind of where my question comes from because, like, I look at Cherry. I saw Cherry play last week. I was really impressed.
He was so good.
I was like, this guy looks really good. He's rusty, but like, you read that out by just playing him footy, right? This week, again, you see the way he runs onto the ball. Pace, power.
Scored that try yesterday as
boom,
well.
Boom, right? So I go, Cherry wasn't playing 3 weeks ago.
What is it?
Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Helen.
Shout out to Winston. Like, I look at that Dogs team and I go, a lot of the changes that are working for the team now weren't...
Forced.
They were forced changes, so...
That's where my criticism comes from, Serraldo. But, bro, like, honestly, like, if I'm giving him... If I have to give him his credit, I'm going to give it to him. He's just... Defensively, we've been a better... The way he complete...
Because
last year, I used to watch and I'm like, fuck me, there we go, bro. Well, we might be good for 20 minutes defensively, but, like, they just gas out, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, injuries and... But, like, we lost the prop first 5 minutes of the game yesterday.
The first 5 minutes,
first 5 minutes, he never came back. And, like, I didn't notice it. You know what I mean? And we don't have... Like, we're short props, but...
Didn't you have a rotation of 16 at one stage yesterday?
I think so, yeah. So I was, that's that defensive side of the Bulldogs. It's what's keeping me interested. And I think the attack will come, bro. I think if Hutchison, I don't want to say Hutchison at seven anymore. We spoke about this last week. I don't think he's a bad seven or like bad, like shocking player. I just don't think it's his position, bro. And like, if Seraldo's going to keeping him
there. Hutcho for me is a 14. You bring him on, chuck him in at lock.
You bring him in at lock and he can play on the air. Like, he can just play everywhere. He's just a proper footballer, right? He's not an actual seven.
Because you can tell the guy just wants to run the ball every time. And I think
on fourth tackle, basically, I knew Aidan Tolman. And I don't like criticising him because, bro, he does so much good. But when he gets to, like, that important play, he just doesn't look good. The kicking, the passing. Like, Crichton's getting the ball early and he's like, doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Fourth tackle, you're getting held. It's like, bro, am I watching Aidan Tolman again? And I don't like when, like, when you start getting back liking your team and that, you know, I don't like that criticism.
You don't want to be overly critical.
Yeah, because, like, it's my player at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, if I meet him, I want to be able to speak to him and I don't want to be harsh with him or, like, because I know he puts in effort. Yeah. Like, last year,
you can't question the effort.
Council complaining. Get the fuck, I didn't even want to speak to you. If I see, I don't care who you played for, what you did. It doesn't bother me. You don't put effort, you don't respect the club, see you later. So, like, but yeah, if there's anything of Seraldo, I'll just give him his credit for the defensive side. I think the attack will come. But I want to bring up something. It's Connor Tracy, bro.
Yeah.
At fullback.
And again,
it's literally exactly what you just said.
This is what I'm saying. Like, when Tracy, and this is why I asked that question, because, like, when I looked at Tracy come into the Dogs, right? Tracy came to the Dogs. I've seen Tracy play for Sharks for a number of years, right?
Unbelievable player.
And he was too good to be in that Shark. Exactly. He was too good to be...
Not playing,
but not good enough to crack start into that team, right? Fair enough, right? But you knew if he goes to another team, he starts. You look at him, he's just his desire. And, like, how many times has Tracy this season been in the end goal, caught the ball and got out?
Gone out, yeah.
Like, it's just boom, boom, boom.
Last year, if it's Perham or even if it's, like, tough, it's great. But, like, there's a lot of things he lacks.
And that's what I keep bringing back to these have been forced. Taff goes out. He's not going to play Critter there because he doesn't have enough centres.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks to his bench. What do I do? Kiraz has been playing centres.
It's not even about centres. I just don't think he's Crichton's a good fullback.
I know. But then again, I'm saying I don't really rate Critter as at centre. Because I think you lose his best attributes. He's not a bad centre, but one of Kiraz's best attributes is
he's a
runner. Like, he's a good
meters,
runner.
Bro.
So I look at it and I go, you're playing Kiraz out of position. Connor Tracy was playing on the wing, again, wasted.
And he was still good. He still came up with some tries. He came up with tries, wasted.
Who else? Sherry wasn't even in the team, was playing reserve grade. And you got wasted. Who else is in that team that I can... No, just mainly those players.
Like Connor Tracy going to fullback, for me, it was like the biggest... I was waiting for it because I've been a fan of Connor Tracy for a long time. This is what I said last year, cuz. I just want my fullback. I didn't care if he does nothing fancy. I didn't care if he turns into Billy Slater.
Just support play.
Brett Hodgson.
Bring the ball out.
Just do the basic shit. And let us build on that, right? If we lose a game by six, it's better than scoring 40 points and losing.
Yeah.
You get me? Like... Let's do the basics. And Connor Tracy literally does that every single week, bro. His one percenters, his ball recovery, he's catching the air. Like, even in attack, bro, he's got that little flair to him. He can flick a ball, kick a ball.
He's pacey as well.
Yeah, and he's got a bit of a... I don't know, to me, he's got a bit of a six in him. Like,
yeah.
He played the six, I think, at the Sharks for a bit. But, yeah, when I heard Dragons were interested in him, I was like, fuck, that'll be a fucking good pickup. And then we grabbed him, I was like, happy days. Good,
happy days.
So, yeah, you got to give him his credit. That's a good thing as well. And that plays into his hands. Like we said, Jerry and Fox looked good, man. That Jerry on that left side with Fox, bro, is probably
he's
like
only going to get better. That's what you got to remember.
And with Kikau as well there, just breaking tackles and flicking on. I think it was unbelievable. Shout out to Sam Hughes and Reid Marnie. I think Reid Marnie's been very, very important as well, bro. And speaking about Reid Marnie, before we get into Reid Marnie, that's its own segment. Shout out to Sam Hughes, bro. Got his try and just... Bro, we need players like that.
It's a good try as well.
Good try, bro. Like, it wasn't
three
easy.
Or four people and you just boom and drop
it. Yeah, usually... If that was last year, we knock it on. We knock it on. I don't know. We get over the line and we knock it on, bro. But let's get into the breaking news that's been happening all around the rugby league world at the moment. Reid Marnie versus Heverington. Right now, I was at the game, and when Heverington did the slightest wrong, I was like, send this guy off, because I was so sick of, like, bro, straight up, I love him, he's a mongrel and that, but when he was with us, it was always, every week, Simbin, send off. Some of the times, it was like over the top by the ref, but I'm like, please, that will literally complete my whole afternoon.
Yeah.
I need to see this can't get sent off once at least against us. And then he goes, Marnie goes, and then... Bro, they get into the tunnel. I didn't see this till like night time. They get into the tunnel and they're just having a crack. And I'm like, bro, what the hell's going on? Now, I don't know if Heverington was joking, but...
See, it's hard to tell because we also don't have audio, right?
Yeah, like, you watch audio, it's different.
He's like... And then he...
Bro, cracks him, man.
And
and he throws a shot.
Bro, poor Mane's this small, and he's like,
nah, but fair play.
I get it, but I'm saying, like, the guy's that small, he just got whacked, bro.
100%, bro. And that's the thing, this is why people complain when the beef, when we got rid of the beef, because you gave the little players
a lot
of cheek, a lot of sass. Like, how many times you see little players like, to a big blah, blah.
He knows he's not going to get hit.
Exactly, yeah, right?
When you know you're not going to get hit, everybody's a gangster to, like, gangster walks in the room.
12 to 15 years ago, could you imagine JT going to, like, antagonize, let's say someone like Nelson, someone
of Nelson's. Chance.
No way. Because what if I get
cracked? I'm getting, what if I am getting cracked? I'm getting that barley crack from Nelson, bro.
So you'd see, like, front row comes in, and then it's like, over the top.
And the little guy's like, fuck you, little dog, this, that.
Right, so I think it's good, man. I loved it.
And everyone's saying, like, Hevington pick on someone, so I was like, shut up, bro. That's the game, bro. We love it. Now
it's emotion.
Now, man, if he lined him up as a joke and hit him, that's a shit go. You know what I mean? If you have a problem, just from the get go, you're a dog, boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you heard the mic. If you heard the game, you probably wouldn't have heard it. But when I was watching on the TV, you hear Marnie, because the ref walks up and says, calm down. And then you hear Marnie just a little bit on the ref's audio go, what do you mean to tell him to calm down? He said he wants to fight me after the game. You hear that?
Wow.
I think you hear, like, I'm paraphrasing. So,
but yeah, you would have heard something similar.
There was something along those lines, like, why are you telling him to calm down? He's the one that wants to fight. Because initially, the ref wasn't going to send him off.
Yeah, he didn't. Because that's what I was showing.
There was carry on.
I thought the crowd played a big part. Yeah. It really wasn't.
Nah, because they kept carrying on. So, again, I don't know what you can see, because we were obviously watching from a different angle, right? And there was a bit of carry on, and then eventually he just went, nah, this is going to blow over if I keep him on. So, boom.
Were they teammates last year? They weren't, eh? At the Bulldogs? I can't remember if they were. Because I never really seen Hever play that much, man.
I couldn't tell you.
But yeah, they got Simbi, and that was.
You think it was right for him to get charged, Marnie? Because that's kind of one of the big things.
I think Hevington got 2 weeks, and Marnie didn't get anything.
He's just getting a fine, but the dogs did a please explain, because they're like,
well, I mean, like, bro, like, we don't know exactly what happened, but, like, if the NRL is going to punish, that's a fair punishment. Just don't let him cop games. Give him a punishment because he's been part of a problem. But yeah, 2 weeks for Hevington's pretty fair. You punch someone in the changing room, it's pretty good. You know what I mean? It's not bad. 2 weeks is not bad. Straight out. But, nah, man, look, it's all good. It's all good, man. Like, let him have a good time. Let him have a little swag. We love that shit. I miss that stuff in the game. Every little bloke thinks he's a mad cunt these days. And when a gangster walks into the room, everyone's a gangster till a gangster walks in the room. Yeah, that's my favourite.
He's got a game plan to you.
That's my favourite saying. Let's get into Parramatta, bro. I didn't really watch. I watched, like, in glimpses when they were up. And then they just crumbled. I've never seen a Fox League stat line of tries like that in my life.
Yeah.
Dolphins. I was like, what the hell just happened in like 10 minutes or something?
They're a very confusing team, Parramatta.
They are, yeah, bro. Like, Dragons, for me, are more consistent than Parramatta.
They're very confusing because is it really that bad without Mitch Moses? Like, really?
Like, if
bro, like, are they really that bad?
Listen, like, Mitch Moses is a 1.5 million player after what I've seen the other day. No, let's be real. Because, bro, like, Dylan Brown is, like, looking a bit shaky, like, that new guy. And, like, this is the thing for me, and I said this about South Sydney too. If you lose a big player, it's fine. When you have a team like that, the pack is good. When you have a pack, it doesn't matter who your halves are, when you have a good pack, everyone looks much better, bro.
Yeah.
Penrith lose Cleary, they lose
Lua, they lose
Edwards, they lose this guy, they lose that, they lost, like I was saying, Penrith lose a lot of players, and then, you know, they still continue to do their thing, they're still a great team. Parramatta don't have any reason to capitulate after Moses, you know. I understand if you lose a game by, like, if you lose one game that's tight, or you get pumped in one game, and then it's just a bad day in the office.
Man.
Yeah, but, like, come on, man.
No, man, but, like, last week was more of a game to write them off, in my opinion, than this week.
Well, did they play last weekend?
Was it Cowboys?
Yeah, it was Cowboys.
Cowboys. Oh, yeah, that's right. I just don't know, man. They're very weird, and Mitchell Moses is looking like a $1.5 million player, boys. Straight out.
Did you watch the press conference afterwards?
Nah.
Oh, Brad Arthur actually gave him a bath afterwards, like, publicly.
Part-time team.
Oh, yeah, about time. Brad Arthur's... What I know, Brad Arthur, to be my Parramatta friends... Like, the fans, they go, bro, this guy, like, lets the players bend at his house, and, like, he just treats them like, you know, mates. Like, that's what I always said, like, in the grand final, they, in big moments, they just, I don't know, bro, they just don't have it in them. They don't have that dog in them, you know what I mean? And it's not healthy. But, yeah, anything to add on Parramatta?
Just frauds, bro.
Frauds, man. And they're frauds, like, another team that are frauds. And shout out to Flaxi and me, we just called this long time ago, I'll be honest with you. Cowboys, you frauds, come outside. Come outside, bro. Come talk to us, man. What the hell happened? You know, I didn't watch the game, to be honest with you. But what happened?
They fucking sucked.
You watch your team?
Yeah, I did.
How'd you go? What did you think of it?
The Cowboys.
What do we think of them? I think the Peyton honeymoon is over.
Huh?
I think the Todd Peyton honeymoon is like definitely over.
I think the Cowboys' biggest thing is obviously the defense. And if you look at their for and against, I guess they score a lot of points, but they also let in a lot of points, right? And the Cowboys are the type of team is they'll win a lot of games because a lot of the teams that they'll verse this season cannot match them in terms of ability to score points.
That's right.
They're a very good attacking unit. Like when Drinkwater's on the ball off the back of his forwards.
When he's on.
One of the best players to watch in the league, right? You've got Deedon, again, is a good ball runner, right? You got Nanai. Like, they're a very solid team going forward, but they leak a lot of points, man. And yesterday, they just came up against another team that knows how to score.
Score a lot of points.
Like, and a team that knows how to score. And Sharks, I think, when it comes to being a home team, are probably one of the best home teams in the competition, right. I think.
Very hostile.
Right? When you go to Shark Park, I think it's a very hard place to win, right? Just purely because, one, you're going down to Cronulla. Two, the fans of the Sharks really get behind that team. And they just play football differently.
Even Hines, when Hines is on in that team. Hines, Kennedy, right. Molotalo, like they have that weapon.
And they've probably got arguably, like Vossi said it a couple of times, you know, they've probably got arguably the second best, if not one of the best back fives in the competition.
Easily.
In terms of meters gained.
Reliability, power, like they're very reliable.
Like Katoa makes close to 200 meters a game. Molotalo makes close to 200 metres a game.
Kennedy
makes close to 200 metres a game. They've got Ramien coming in, right? Like, Iro looks good at the moment as well. And I know he's only played like 3 or 4 games, but he looks quite
solid. I got
him
in Supercoach earlier. I was like, this guy's going to be something.
Yeah, look, the Cowboys just defensive, man. And like, not to harp back onto the Dragons, but for me, I picked it at the Dragons game because, like I said, we created enough opportunities that game to win that game. We bombed a lot of tries that game, right? And I think it ended up being like 40-something to 18 or whatever it was.
Yeah, you just got blown out the water.
Right, we got blown out of the water.
26, I think.
But we made like 3 or 4 opportunities, which I go 3 or 4 times up by 4. You're looking at what? Anything from 12 to 24 points, depending on if we convert or not, right? So I look at it and go like, that's the first game I picked the Cowboys. And as much as I say I'm surprised that the Eels beat the Cowboys last week, at the same time, you kind of go, Eels are solid enough, that they're resolute enough, that they can put points on a team like the Cowboys. So I think, like you said, the honeymoon phase,
I think
it ended last year.
Yeah,
anyway.
I said that too, but then they started pulling themselves around.
With the Cowboys, they're a very fun team to watch. When they're on, they're a very fun team to watch, a good footy side in an attacking sense to watch when they're on.
They're just a shitter version of the Sharks. And I say that because but Sharks are just... completely, they're more reliable.
Sharks aren't clinical in the big moments, i.e. finals football.
That's why I mean.
And look at last year; those two teams versed each other in the finals. I think it went down to Golden Point.
Yeah, it was literally they versed each other. They were brothers and sisters, bro.
Right. So if you really want to look at it, then maybe they're probably on par. I think the Sharks are gonna get better.
I said this at the start of season. They missed the monger in them. They missed like the adversity. When they're in adversity, they're good. You know, like let's get through it, boys, and let's win. That's what they're missing, and that's what they gained this year. You right?
Yeah.
That's what they missed last year, and I feel like this year they're starting to have that in them, bro.
Exactly.
So yeah, I definitely way better than last year. The Cowboys for me are frauds. Me and Flexi called this at the start of season. That was my smoky take. Like I don't think they'll make 8. I think they'll be in the bottom 4, bro. Just me personally, that's what I think.
Compared to the Sharks, they're an older version.
Yeah.
That's why the Sharks are going to get better because...
they're young, man. They got Hines. Like, everyone's just going to get better with experience. Especially if Molotalo, Kennedy and Hines stay in that team. Bro, and next year they're getting Fanoa Blake, bro. So that's like another, like, what the hell just happened?
And you look at the difference. Like, Hemi Lele came back yesterday, right? And all of them starting, like, this weak bench, or weaker bench, I should say, starts to look better straight away.
Even that big guy that was in there, like that.
What, Hazelton?
Is it Hazelton? Nah, I love Hazelton. Eh? Hey, he's just a proper rugby legend.
Bro, did you see his try?
Yesterday?
Bro, he skipped last
night. He scored so much, bro.
His try last year, yesterday was funny, man.
Who's that? There was a big fella, man. He came on against the Bulldogs and just ran straight through us, bro. I don't think he's been playing. But, bro, I love that Hazelton. Yeah. Having a player like that on the bench, but this comes and gives you 25 minutes, half an hour, boom. I don't know if he plays more. Yeah. But I'll just guess that. just bang, bang, bang. You're cheering, bro. And he scores. Mm-hmm. I think Bulldogs gave him his first debut try. Obviously, we did. Yeah. That's what we do. We give charity.
And this is the point. I think with the Sharks, if they become clinical in big moments of games, they can be a real problem. Yeah, they can be a real problem in this competition because you look at, like I just said, that back 5 meters.
Points, bang. Man.
Imagine you got a back five that gets you that far up the field. And then you got a bench like they have. You got a forward pack like they have. Trindle and Hines, yes, not the flashiest halves.
It works, it works, man.
But they're good enough to get you top 4 football.
Oh, the Sharks are in that top 4, top 6 conversation easily. Like I don't see anyone being better. They're first right now. But like I'm saying, as time goes on, things will change.
In saying that, there's always, with the Sharks, it always comes down at the end of the day to the
Boston Celtics, move. Jason Tatum, when he gets to the big game. Exactly. 3 points in one court, in the whole game. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's just my take. I'm going to compare the Sharks to Boston Celtics. Let's hope they can prove me wrong. Unless we're in the 8, don't prove nothing wrong. I want the Bulldogs to come and do everything. I got a question for both of you and myself as well. Who's the best player in the NRL this year? Who's been the best player? You can say Lomax.
No. Honestly, I wouldn't say the best, but the player I've enjoyed watching the most, probably because I haven't known anything about him, is probably KPP.
Kaipi's poor?
Yeah, because I haven't known him. I didn't know anything about him.
That's a smoky. Yeah, me
so,
too.
So, I like that. Like, not that I don't appreciate the good players, but seeing a player you don't know nothing about, mad. Come in and like...
Now you feel like a scout. You're like... Yeah. You feel like... I'm going to tell my mates about this guy. And so your mates are watching with you.
So, he's been one of the better players. Yeah, man, and I just think...
I got a name in my head, bro. Yeah. Joey Manu. Honestly, I watched him the other day. I think they lost as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this guy, how are we... And I watch him every single week. I watch him, I say the same shit. How are we letting this guy go? He's so good.
It's a different challenge.
And he's literally... Yeah, I get it. And whatever, we'll speak about that in the new segment. But he's literally like... There's no game that matters. It's all the same thing to me. It's just, and he's so good. Mm. And he can do everything. And I think there was like 15 minutes in that game towards the end where he just said, give me the fucking ball, bro. Sack all you blokes. I don't care about Teddy. I don't care about Mary. I don't care about nobody, brother. Give me the ball. I want to play footy. Mm. And I think he created something or he got close. But for me, he's been like consistently one of the best players.
I think another one.
Maybe I'm wrong. Who would you go?
Another one for me, probably I'll go Jerome Hughes. I think Jerome Hughes is at a cracker.
Yeah, he missed 2 weeks, but he's still been great. But
the reason they missed him, one was a suspension.
Dumbest suspension ever.
Yeah, I think Jerome Hughes has been really good, and there's a reason why the Storm probably have picked up a lot more points than they should have. I think he's a real difference maker in that team, especially his ability to step up. Because if we've watched the Storm, you can tell Munster's not right. Like, you can tell Munster's not.
He's still not 100% fit.
And he said it himself, I don't think I'll hit 100% at any stage this season. I'll probably be playing at 80%.
I love the honesty from that as well, man.
So I think the responsibility he's taken on. I think just Jerome's running game is one of my favourite things to watch as well, man.
Yeah, Jerome, when he's on, when he has that step and he goes, like last tackle, everyone thinks he's kicking, he steps
that,
and goes.
That try he scored, was it against the Roosters where the ball came out of the air into Katoa and boom, just... He just punches onto the ball.
He's so good, man. And I think he wants to leave.
To Ben's Zone.
Yeah, I was reading that today. Who would you say best player in the league right now?
Joe Manu.
Anyone else? There's no one, eh? It's very hard to point your finger on someone. I think Reece Walsh has been good this year as well, bro.
Yeah.
But he's
hasn't played enough for you.
Yeah, he hasn't played, but he's Reece Walsh.
It's been a very just like close league this year. If you look at the ladder, anyone in the bottom. Even
if you lose, you're like bottom 12, and then if you win, you're like in the top 8. You're like, what the hell?
Look at people's tips this year. Like, a lot of people have been doing 4 out of 8, 5 out of 8. It's not as clear cut as this. The first round of tipping, I think I did like 2 out of 8 or no, 3 out
bro,
of 8.
Bro, I did 0 out of 8, literally.
Like,
0. Yeah. Anyone top that, call me, you know what I mean? And we said this, if you've done 0 or 1, if you've done from 0 to 2 out of 8, you know rugby league. Straight up. You know rugby league. Who was it? Donny Sports was saying it.
Yeah.
I was like, it feels my pain. But yeah, I think Joe Manu, man. I couldn't really tell you who else has been good, man. Ponga's been good too, but fuck, man, injuries. That O'Brien. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll get into that with the new segment. Let's get straight into the new segment. Actually, you know what? I'm going to ask you 2 questions. Fraud team of the week, fraud player of the week, and player of the week. Little award segment.
Fraud team of the week. I think for a team of the week, it's just nice, easy. It's got to be the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I can't see... No other team played as bad as them this weekend. I know the Eels is very close.
I'd go Eels because it's Dolphins they right? played.
Fair enough. But I think the Dolphins have shown enough this season.
And they're at home.
They're in Darwin. Right? Yeah, fair enough. But I think Dolphins are more acclimatized to that than the Eagles ever will be. So for me, it's the Cowboys because, mate, they shipped a lot of points.
Yeah, bro, I know the Eagles,
I know the Eagles did as well.
Wasn't it like 10 minutes? It was like the first 20 minutes, like 24-0.
Bro, I think halftime was close to 28-0.
That's insanity, bro, straight up.
You know, this is a team that's supposed to be
top
competing,
four.
Competing. At least the Eagles, you can kind of say they're rudderless because they don't have their halfback. Like, who's the...
That's very true as well.
Like, who the Cowboys really got missing? So, fraud player of the week.
It's a hard one, eh?
Fraud player of the week. Whoa.
I'd say Hastings, bro. He played... Well, watching him live, I was just like, yeah, what are you doing? I mean, I don't know.
Again, I think that's on the coach. I'll get into it when we jump into the Knights.
Yeah,
we
get into...
Yeah, fraud player of the week's a bit tough for me. I know I got to come up with one because you guys.
Anyone from the Dragons like that? You didn't really like this week.
No, I can't think out a winning team, man. Like, I think it's not.
That's true.
It's not good, man. Like, yes, there's always areas of improvement, but when you beat the Warriors, I don't think we'd beat the Warriors.
Yeah, the Wars, man.
And we didn't beat them by one or two tries.
Could they be your fraud? Could they be in the fraud or not?
I think there definitely has to be a conversation for the Wars being in the fraud of the week. But again, Cowboys to me, man.
Yeah, I'll go Cowboys and you probably go one of their players, man. I don't know who to pick as a fraud this week. I said, who did I say? I said Hastings. Player of the round. Who did you just give it? Someone you're just so proud of this week.
Player of the round.
Lomax has got to be up there.
Lomax.
Hines.
Sherry, man. I'm really liking Sherry, man.
I'd even go...
I think for a guy that's only played two games of footy...
He's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, fuck it, man. Let me go Jerry too, man. The boys are winning. Let's get straight into the new segment. First things first, this one's going to hurt you the most. James Fisher-Harris is going to the New Zealand Warriors. He's going back home. Listen, man, the goat of Penrith, bro. He's been there through everything. He's just been a machine.
8 or 9 years
now? I remember him from 2016. Yeah, that's 8 years, bro. And that's a big loss for Penrith, man. And look, I say this all the time, their system and the way that they've got the club and the youth thing going, they'll probably replace him. Maybe not as great.
I don't think you replace a player like him.
His leadership can't be replaced right now at the moment, but I just feel like there'll be a player of that caliber. Not that caliber, but they'll get someone. And then Leota will carry the load a little bit and he'll pass on the torch. That's what he's good at. I feel like he's always like spread the load out.
I know, man, but eventually the dam runs out of water. Eventually, like, come on, man. Like,
I don't know what this dam is, brother, but every time they freaking winger goes, another one comes in, bro.
Man, you've lost Kikau. Look at it. Lost Kikau. You've lost Burden. Who else have you lost from the first team?
Dane Laurie is back. Kurt Capewell.
Like, they've almost...
Fisher Harris now.
They've reassembled almost a whole new team, man. You know?
They're still good.
They've lost their bench halves, like Sullivan went. And then
Spencer left as well.
Like, Spencer's gone. Like, we haven't even spoken about him, so...
Spencer's been gone far. I miss Spencer, bro. I miss watching him play rugby league. Yeah, but that's a big loss for them, man.
I think sort of the biggest surprise for everyone is just the manner in which it happened.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere. Yeah.
Everyone was talking about Lomax, and then all of a sudden I get a ping on my phone saying... James Fisher-Harris
is
gone.
I was like, upset, eh?
What?
This hurts. Don't do this. No. I'm not leaving. You're expecting that. I'm not leaving at the end of it. Nah, well, great addition for New Zealand Warriors, bro. I feel like it'll be good for him to go back home, be around his family and everyone. And, bro, wearing that jersey, I know he wears the Penrith jersey with a lot of pride. That jersey is going to be different, man.
Heritage.
It's gonna feel right on him. Joey Manu to Japan. Let's have a conversation about that, boys.
Yeah.
What do we think? Is it a money grab and he's coming back? Is Nick Politis telling him?
He'll be back.
Go past, get your money, because I can't really fit you in the cap. You know what I mean? I can give you a few things, but you want in the cap, I get it. And then come back and you'll be all right at fullback.
I think two things. I think it's a money grab, first and foremost. But two, Joey just looks like a player that's maybe bored.
You reckon?
A little bit.
Yeah. When he plays, it feels like that. Yeah, he's like, bro, I'm fucking sick of you, man. Give me the ball.
Like Max Verstappen is just driving 27.
Gone.
Exactly.
He like pops his tyre for fun. Let me do this, boys. Let the boys catch up.
I think that's how I look at Manu, right? And obviously there's been rumours that the Roosters might leave space open in their cap so that they can re-sign him
for next year.
For the year after, right? For me, yeah. Like I said, it's a money grab. I think he's just bored. He grew up playing union anyway, so I think it's kind of
we'll go have a laugh.
I've been professional as a rugby league player. Why not go give this union thing a swing, right? And to me, I don't see any difference between him and RTS. I think it's a matter of time before a player of his club is back.
Yeah, I think the plan is go, get your money, come back, Teddy will be literally just a player. And I don't know if you can say rotation. I don't think he'll be a starting fullback anymore for them. I think it's going to start catching up to him, but an Origin will show us a lot with Teddy this year if he gets picked.
With Teddy, I think Teddy is a fullback or he's done. There's all this whole movement to play six, but mate, he's never defended on that
front. Nah, line. He's never gonna be like, six. I think you can bring him on as a good 14, bro. And I'm not talking maybe even next, even the year after. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Joey will play that year, then that year after, Manu comes back on the big fullback money.
Yep.
Gets to play fullback, and then they're cheering.
Another thing to say is he's had a lot of concussions too, man.
Yeah, that's
things like 10 in 8 years.
That's the worrying thing, bro.
So I don't.
You reckon if Manu goes right and Teddy has to somehow retire, you reckon they tell Suwali, "Hey, bro, calm down. Here's more money. Play fullback for us."
I don't think you can mash the money. He's kidding.
You don't? Yeah.
Nah.
Is he already signed?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I feel like there's going to be a backflip or something. I don't know. Anyway, but that's our take on that. Boys, Kalen Ponga's injured for 12 weeks right now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not even going to talk. I'm just going to let Uncle T do this one because, brother, he's been yelling this out for about 4 weeks now. Take it away.
Yeah, Adam O'Brien pisses me off. And I know it's not the same injury that Ponga's received. Like, he did his hit point, 2 weeks ago, and now it's whatever. I don't even know what the fuck a hip point is.
I don't even know what that is either.
I'm not a doctor, but whatever.
The hip probably...
It's like the arch of the foot.
Yeah. For me, I think when it comes to Ponga, O'Brien, you can see his deficiencies as a coach. The fact that your star player gets injured and you refuse to hook him off. Like, I understand in rugby league, there's this whole thing of, let's be tough, he stuck it out, he played 80 minutes, it's stupidity. Like, if you can see the guy struggling to run, like, why is he still under the hype when this is what I mean? Like, if you want to kick Ponga on the field, why not be more effective? Put him on the wing for kicks. Why are you putting him...
Telling him to play right, the
right putting him right in the hey, bro, be there. And I said this 2 weeks ago. The moment I know Ponga is injured...
I'm off.
I'm not trying to be a dog, but I'm targeting him. I'm putting kicks to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying to my team, on kick chases, put pressure on him and make him work.
It's rugby league.
Right? Because if this coach is going to be dumb enough to keep him on the field, put it on him.
We're not dumb enough to not take advantage.
Yeah, put it on him. So I put that a lot on Adam O'Brien because I think Ponga played 2 weeks ago. He played longer than he had to. And I know he came out in the second half and people were like, yeah, second half had a good game.
Well, I think he got hurt in the first 5 minutes of that game.
Yesterday, again, why keep him on for that long? Like, have a contingency plan. This just shows that this guy's literally going, there's no Ponga, there's nothing. Look.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
you don't trust in your team.
And in addition to that, the biggest sign of that is how have you been in 6 weeks into the season and you've changed, you've rotated between three halves? Not through injury. You've gone through Madden, you've gone through Gamble, and you've gone through Hastings. Like, which way are you going? What are you trying to do?
Koga, yeah? Was it Koga?
Yeah. Okay. Not Madden, Koga, yeah. Like, what are you trying to do?
I never rated him as a coach, bro. I'll tell you one thing. As soon as he said, let's put Ponga at six, I was like, you're off your fucking head. Because, bro, you need, like, Ponga, if anybody watches rugby league, even when he was at the Cowboys, when you watch Ponga, he loved that open play, that break, that sort of flexibility. Not,
you give that place not, oh, half
here,
yard.
You stand here. Yeah, not you stand here, and I stand here, and then I'm going to give first receiver, and then, no, he wants to be on the outside.
He wants the ball on the fly.
Yeah, bro, and that's the kind of player he is. It's like putting Reece Walsh at six. It makes no sense.
Mm.
Like, if you need to, I get it. Like, if there's a game
circumstance
where...
Makes circumstances makes you do it, whatever.
Yeah, but if you're like, we're starting the season this year with KP at six, guys, it's like, no, I don't really know, bro. It doesn't really make sense. So, that's when I knew he was...
A little bit off it.
Yeah, that's like sickening. It's not right. And then this is a thing, bro, and it pissed me off with Seraldo because when this happened a couple of weeks ago, at the start of the season, when Arakar got injured, right? And he can literally, like, brother, his shoulder got injured. The most important part of your body in rugby league, right? One of the most. You're literally running with this because the thing's falling off. Why is he still on?
Can you take him
take
off?
Him off. It's the first 10 minutes. I didn't care if
we're concede. Around four. Let us concede 20. Six.
Yeah, let us concede 20, bro. I didn't care. Let us lose them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're going to keep someone on. They're just going to extend their injury. If someone's arm is, like if the bone or whatever it is, it's just there. Because in the next tackle, it's going to do that. In the next tackle, it's going to do that. In the next tackle, it's going to do that. And he takes tackles and runs the ball. So it's stupidity at its finest. If I'm a coach, brother, if someone's injured, get him the fuck off. I don't care if it's a little, unless it's a cramp, something silly. Stay on, bro.
Yeah, but I know you can give players
the benefit of the doubt.
But like, if I've watched you 5 minutes, I can see you're limping still. Like,
come on, man. Like, I don't want to use a sub. Bro, what do you mean? Who cares?
You used it at halftime, man.
Sorry, boys. You've got to dig in. Yeah, like, sorry, boys. You've got to dig in a bit deeper. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, it is.
So for me, I think Ponga unlucky, but a lot of that blame has to be shouldered onto just irresponsible management. Like, I hate it. Like, and I know
burns me, bro. Burns
because
me.
I know I'm a fucking EPL head. I watch football, and my perspective comes from that side of things. But don't be stupid. Like, if a player's injured, take him off.
Yeah.
Who cares?
You have a squad.
We're in round six. This isn't to make finals football.
You know what's
we're
funny?
We're freaking round six.
So you get so irritated with this, bro. When you're watching the game, you're like,
it was so angry. Bro, it annoys me. Like, we're in round six. Now you've lost him for 3 months. What's that going to take?
The season's gone.
Close to round 15, round 20.
Nah, that's the season gone, bro.
Like, come on.
Bro, that's done. What?
Because you decided to give him an extra 30, 40 minutes.
But what's that, round 17? Like, your season's done, brother.
Yeah, three months, that's on the coach,
in my opinion.
I would have rested him, bro. Even, like, with Cleary, when they said, oh, he's coming back. No, just let him rest, because I think Penrith can really... they're allowed to lose a game.
Yeah.
No, like, you're allowed to lose a game. You're Penrith. You've done three-peats. It's fine. There's no pressure.
But if you're a coach that backs yourself, and that's the thing with LeBron, exactly. He knows his record is poor. So he's going, shit, like, I need to win this game. And then he's looking at the Dogs, and I'm not saying that the Knights are better than the Dogs, or the Dogs are better than the Knights, but in his mind, I think he's looking at, like, we're on par, like, we can win this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And my X factor is having Ponga, so I've got to keep him out there. But it's not an X factor if he can't fucking even run an X shape, bro. He can't even run an X shape.
He can't even catch the ball, bro. He can't even pass.
You know,
it's the hardest thing watching a player pass when they're injured. They're like, you can see the pain.
Yeah.
You don't win premierships in April, man.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's heavy. That's Premier League talk right there. I'm very proud of you, bro. Last thing on the news, boys. Before we get into one last, I will do the tips as well. Fogarty's injured for 3 months. How does that affect Canberra?
They're done.
They're finished, huh?
Yeah, simple.
Quick, simple stuff.
Bro.
Mark Raider, I'm sorry, brother. Raiders are finished.
Done.
Faders are back.
Faders are
done.
Back.
I don't even need time for that one.
That's why I said let's do it quickly. Origin Smokies, just a couple. Yeah, couple Origin Smokies.
Dylan Edwards
is an Origin Smoky. I think he's fucking one of the biggest Smokies, but I think someone that no one's talking about is Pappenhausen, bro. Straight out. And if I'm picking someone, fuck, I'm picking Pappenhausen for Origin.
Where,
and I love Edwards.
Where?
No, at fullback, over Teddy. I'm talking about fullback. Don't give me this. All these comments on TikTok. Play Dylan Edwards center. No.
No.
That is the dumbest thing. No, you know what burns me? Dylan Edwards is not the player that you need to get in the squad. It's either you have him in his position or you don't have him at all. And it's like Teddy. Oh, yeah. Let's play Teddy at center so Tommy can play fullback. No, Tommy's an unbelievable center. Right? Teddy's never going to be an unbelievable center. Same thing as Edwards. Play them in their position.
There's some players, yeah, exactly.
Like Latrell and Tommy are two. That's exceptions. Why. They're exceptions because they're fucking freaks of nature, bro.
I don't think Latrell gets picked this year.
I don't think either. The form doesn't say anything. Or agrees with what you're saying.
I think it might be a kick up his backside as well.
Of course. Origin Smokies, what are we saying? For Queensland and New South Wales, anything you just want, really. I'd go Olakau'atu, bro. I'd go Olakau'atu. Oh, that's not even a smoker. That's like common knowledge.
It's a bad time.
Like, I don't want to hear Angus Crichton. I don't want to hear fucking all these names. Fucking, what's his name? Well, that guy from Canberra.
Well,
that couldn't even punch on with
Hudson
someone.
Hudson Young.
I'd go, if Moses is fit, I'd go Moses and Cleary all day, every day.
Yeah?
If Moses isn't fit.
If Moses isn't fit, you got to go Luai.
I don't think you go Moses just for the fitness thing.
I'm saying if they're fit, I'd go Luai.
Yep.
I'd go Moses, but I think you got to pick Luai, bro. Is there anyone else? Like, who's really been a crazy six for New South Wales?
I mean, they never really pick a six.
Drinkwater's a good smoker as well, but his team's not really...
Carousel? No, he's not a smoky.
Carousel's not a smoky.
He's locked in to start, man.
No, Carousel's a... Because I'm not picking Cook.
Carousel's been in that team for a while. Like,
I'm not picking Cook.
He's not a smoky.
You're going Carousel and Robson at 14.
I'm not picking a fucking...
No, I'm not doing two
hookers. Don't give me this rubbish.
Two hookers.
Yeah.
If I'm bringing a hooker, you're a fucking 80-minute... You're an 80-person... You're an 80-minute hooker.
Exactly.
I hate this nonsense. It works for Queensland, but their second hooker is literally a versatile half. You can play him 13, you can play him 7, you can play him 6. And if you had to, you could probably fucking play him fullback too. I'm not having this two hooker nonsense. It works for Queensland for that reason. I'm not doing it.
See what Brad Fittler... Okay, here's
I can't. I'm
here's
sorry. We've got enough players and enough depth in quality. We've got more fucking people to pick from. And
bro, we have the best.
Last year did my head in.
Yeah.
Did my head in.
Hey, it's never been this good. We have never had it. New South Wales has never had it this
We're
good.
Arguing over a fullback. Did you know that? We're arguing over a fullback.
Yeah, crazy that is.
And that's the fullback literally comes down to personal preference. It's literally experience... X Factor, you got two in Pappenhausen and Drinkwater.
But even your halfbacks,
your
sevens.
Halfbacks, we've got abundance. Forwards, we've got abundance.
Your centers and wingers.
We've got abundance. Centers and wingers, abundance. Like, that's what we're having. This smoky chat. Nah, I'm not doing it. Nah, I'm not for it. Fuck that.
All right, so what Tanaka's angry about is two hookers now. Listen, this was my thing last year. Brad Fittler, sometimes you don't have to copy the master to master the master, right?
If that use makes sense. Use your tools.
Use your brain and your footy knowledge, brother. I never understood, hey, hooker, you can only play 63 minutes. What the fuck, bro? Get a guy on that can do something. If you bring Hines into that game properly, like properly,
yeah.
You never know what could happen last year.
Yeah.
That's why I think if Papenhuyzen doesn't get picked in as a fullback, and they pick him as a winger or a centre. That's bullshit.
Again, stick him in their stick positions. Stick
him in. Bring him as a 14, brother. Just bring him on. Fucking take a prop off. You need to win the game. Brother, go on, Pappy. Do what you got to do, brother. Hey, boys, Payne Haas. Hey, Payne Haas, Liam Martin, you got to work a little bit harder for 10 minutes. I'm sorry. Is that a big ask?
Yeah.
They're not going to say no. It's fucking Origin. And it's why Queensland do us all the time, bro. Because we're fucking, let's be cute. Let's copy Queensland. No, cuz. We never had Cooper Cronk. We never had a Thurston. We don't have a Ben Hunt. We don't. We have a fucking Papenhuyzen. They don't have a Papenhuyzen. Do they have a Papenhuyzen? No, they don't.
They've lost one of
them.
They've lost one of their Papenhuyzens.
You know what I mean? So, like, it burns me. And that's why I say Coruscant is my 80-minute player. And I'm pretty fucking sure Coruscant can play fucking 90 minutes if
he has. Was he getting hooked on us by the Panthers?
Never.
In finals football, were you taking Coruscant off?
Never.
Well, he was actually starting Panthers. They actually started him on the bench.
Well, but that... Yeah, but that's a tactical thing, bro. That's like, hey, boys, Mitch Kenny, get bashed.
80 minutes.
Yes.
It's that, you know what that was? Mitch Kenny, get bashed because I want to bring my Rolls Royce on and I want to fuck the other team. That's what it was.
Like, and if you can't do 80 minutes, you a minimum, I expect 70 out of you. 10 minutes, I'll find someone to give you a breather.
Exactly. It's not an issue. Right? Papenhuyzen can play as a
fucker and I've got to split you up for 40 minutes or split you up 60 fucking 20. It's stupid.
It's crazy, bro. Any names, boys? Any other names? Tanaka just went off the rip, eh? Origin brings us a new thing out of us, boys. I think that's it. Let's do our tips quickly and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Who do we got on? Flaxi?
It is the Warriors.
I'll go. All right, first games first. Warriors and Gold Coast.
To be quite honest, man, I can see the Gold Coast are drawing. They're actually drawing.
Wow.
I'm not saying they'll win this game.
Okay.
But they drew a win and they're playing well enough to get a win. But I'm back in the Warriors. They've got to bounce back.
Go
13 plus.
Yeah, I'll go Warriors.
Shout out to BKR, man. I know how tough it is. Yeah. To like.
He's suffering at the moment. He meant lucky, bro. I feel bad for him. I'd go Warriors 13 plus. Dragons and Roosters, Allianz Stadium. Oh, this is the Thursday.
Yeah.
This is the Anzac. This is the Anzac test games. Beautiful, bro. I love these weekends. These games.
Yeah.
Dragons and Roosters, the big one, bro.
I think we win this. Last year we came very close.
You always have the number, right? In these.
In this fixture, I always back us for some reason.
It's like Liverpool United and Dogs and Para. You don't really know what you're gonna get. I'd go Dragons 1-12 just off that big win last week. But if Roosters win by big, I'm not surprised. Yeah. There you go.
I'll go Dragons 1-12.
All right. Let's go Melbourne and Souths. Amy Park. Far, bro. What a shit game. Yeah, it's a bad game, bro.
I'm gonna call it.
Melbourne. I've been shocked. Souths 1-12. Wow.
Souths.
They're coming off a bye, boys. They've had enough time to internalize whatever is going on. If there's any time for them to win a game, it's right now.
That's true. You don't have
Latrell, by the way.
You know what? That's a good thing for them. That's even better for them. Trust me. Because I'm telling you, Latrell's coming back and playing centre. Trust me. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Gray's looks so good.
I'm going Melbourne 1-12 because it's in Melbourne. And Melbourne have just been scraping wins because I don't know how.
That's why. They're scraping wins. They're not winning.
So you reckon the quality of the Rabbits that will finally show this year and that'll be the difference?
I think if you can't win coming off the back of a bye against a Melbourne team that Sack hasn't been well, Sack and that's carrying a six.
Glazers
out. They're literally... Yeah, you got issues, man.
Manly and Para.
Manly.
Yeah, I'll go Manly 13. I'll go Manly 13 plus.
Yep.
And I say this because Manly weren't impressive and Cherry Evans was not happy full time. Tigers and Brisbane. This is a Brisbane 13 plus for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go for that one. Cowboys and Penrith.
Penrith.
I'm gonna go Cowboys win 1-12. This is Flaxy getting angry now.
Mate, Penrith.
Is Cleary back?
Doesn't matter.
Fuck it. Cowboys 13 plus. You had it first. I'm doubling down too.
Fuck yeah.
Did you say yours already?
Nah, I'm going Penrith Panthers.
Penrith Panthers by 30.
That defensive one for the Cowboys is abysmal, man.
I love when Teague talks footy. He gets so irritated. Dolphins and Newcastle. Dolphins. This should be a fun game, but Dolphins
to continue to win. No Ponga. I think.
Dolphins. I'd go Dolphins 13 plus.
Yep.
Canberra and Sharks, the last game. The Bulldogs have to play.
Again, it's another stat padding game for the Sharks.
Yeah, 40 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go, you know what? I'm going to go Canberra 1-12, bro. I just feel like they're going to get a kick.
Where is it? Is it down in Canberra?
GIO. Canberra.
What day? Sunday?
Sunday.
Arvo?
Yeah.
Nah, that's the Sharks' favourite kid.
No, bro. Raiders love those games, man.
Yeah.
Sunday night, Sunday over. They love that shit. So, anyway, that's us from League Lads. I love you all. Look after yourselves. We're very tired. Thank you for tuning in.
See ya. Thank you. Love yous all.